So in the first few davin that we have in Maseches Brachos, we're busy a lot with what's called the Mazikim. The Mazikim are the shadim, the demons that are around in the world. And because of them, there's a lot of things that happen. First of all, right away in that Beis Amud Aleph, Tosfos says two places. That first of all, the reason why we say the bracha in the end of Ma'ariv before Shmoneh Esrei, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, Toi says it's because their shuls were in the Sadeh, there's Sukkani Mina Mazikim, Yom Mazikim over there. Toi says at the beginning of the Perek, tells us the reason why we say Kriya Shema Lamita, the reason why we say Kriya Shema in bed, is because of the Mazikim. That's what we have. And then later in the Gemara says, the Gemara tells us that if we could have sinned, the Gemara Davav, Tabi Yom and Oymel, and then Nitro Rishus, Lai, and Lirois, Ein Kol Biri, Yechol, Amon, Pidam, Mazikin. If you were just able to see, the Gemara goes on to say, that's why you feel so crowded, that's why people, you know, the leg hurts, that's why things happen, it's because you have Mazikim everywhere, and they are filling this world. And truth is, the parashas that we're busy right now, parashas that we're going to have coming out of Yetzias Mitzrayim, even though in this week's Parsha Shmois, we don't have the actual mentioning, it just says the Akshpoch told Moshe Rabbeinu, go and show the Paroi, show him some Oisus, show him the blood, show him different things. So there it says the Chartumi of the Mitzrayim, they also were able to do it. They were able to do it with two different ways, the Pasuk quotes. One is called Lahateim, Lamedhetet, and one is Lateim, Lamedhet, without a. Rashi already brings the Gemara that says La'ateim is Ma'isek Shofim. That's Kishuf, witchcraft. What is La'ateim? La'ateim is Ma'isek Shadim. Shadim, the things we're referring to, have to do with Mazikim. They are the things that the Mitzrim were using. What is, so this is the idea of Mazikim, you know, these things which you can't really see in our eyes, are not tangible, but the Gemara tells us they exist in the world. There is a Rambam. The Rambam in the end of Perek Yudal of Milcha Avodah Zarah tells us, he speaks about the different mitzvahs that talk about things, people that connect to different things, Choy V'Chever, and Oy V'Doini, all these things. And then says the Rambam the following Lashon, Kol Ma'amin B'Dvorim Eilu, anybody who believes in these things, the Drosh HaSaran and Drosh HaDalid says, the Rambam speaks about anything which is not tangible, which is not, let's say, a malach, that you know, in Shemayim. But anything that you believe in this world of creatures that you cannot see. The Kayetzuv Mechashe Belibu Shem Emes, you believe this is true. Fedivei Chochma, the Torah also, or something. That's a real thing, but the Torah says no. Einoy Elo Min Aschalim, he's from the fools. Umechasri Hadas, doesn't have Das. Uvichlal Hanoshim Veaktanim Shein Andas Shleimo, people that don't, not able to know. People that are smart, they know Torah. They do birayos brews. They know clearly. Shekolelu advon shas Torah einam divrei chachma. Something smart. Elatoyu behevel. It just made up stuff. That's what sounds from the Rama. Shem shechu ben chasru adad v'natshu kol derech emes b'galam. They left the emes. That's what the Rama says. This is the Rama saying. These Mazikim, these supernatural creatures, they don't really exist. They're not there. That's what the Rambam says. The Rishonim already argue with the Rambam. But the Vilna Gaon in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Ayin Tes, he quotes the Rambam. And he uses a very strong language against the Rambam. And as a disclaimer, before we quote the Vilna Gaon, we're coming here to answer the Rambam, to explain what the Rambam meant. So we're going to bring the Gaon just to show how strong and how difficult is the question on the Rambam. But even though the Gaon is using a very, very strong language. So the Gaon brings the Rambam, and he says, he speaks the Rambam, and he says, "Tohu nimshach achar ha-philosophia ha-arura." He was influenced, says the Gaon, by philosophy. Now we know philosophy starts, the main philosophy starts from the Greeks. And the Ramban in Chumash where he tells us that how do you define what the Greeks did? Shekhishu koldovar zulas hamuchashlem. they denied anything which is not tangible. So the Rambam says if it's not tangible, seems to be not real, says the guy that comes from philosophy. But, and then he quotes, he argues in the Rambam and he says, look at the Gemara, he brings different rashes in the Gemara. The Gemara is full of it. Doesn't quote the Gemara in Brachas, but the Gemara is full of all these intangible things. So the Gaon is really arguing in the Rambam, basically quoting saying like the other Rishonim, that how can the Rambam says that we don't have these things? The Gemara is full of them. We just said the Gemara Brachas right now. We speak of a Mazikim all over. How can the Rambam say that anybody who believes in him is not a smart person, basically? He's a schal, he's a fool. How can we understand this Rambam? Now, just in general, when we talk to explain the Rambam, speaking about these things, in general, there's a discussion to what extent was the Rambam familiar or in touch with, let's say, Divrei Kabbalah. Did the Rambam already know the Zohar? We know that the Zohar, until later, was Nimsa, was given, was passed on, was a secret society that knew the Zohar, but not everybody knew it. Remember, Rishonim did not have it. Did the Rambam have it or not? If you have a contradiction between the Rambam and Divrei Kabbalah, the Zohar, Divrei Arizal, is it a problem? Or you just say that the Rambam wasn't familiar with it? There's different schools of thought. This is not a topic of today. But there's one school of thought that says that regardless if the Rambam knew or did not know, whatever the Rambam told us and wrote to us is Divrei Kodesh. And it was Ruach HaKodesh, or Bekir Boy, it all comes from Ruach HaKodesh. And if it's written, you must try to come and explain how does the Rambam fit with other things that we believe in. And one of the people that was very much, believed very much that school of thought was my Rebbe, Rav Moshe Shapira, Zecher Tzaddik Livracha. And he always used to come to try and explain how the Rambams, every Rambam that seems to be a little difficult, how does that connect to, how do we fit that with what we have? And here he said the following. Rav Moshe came to explain the Rambam with the Nefesh HaChaim in Shaar HaGemara. The Nefesh HaChaim tells us that we know that in the world we have things called Kishuf, witchcraft. Right? There's things like that. But a person can elevate himself above the Kishuf. And he can live in a higher place. The Nefesh HaChaim quotes the Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara in Chulin, Dav Zayin, which base tells us, brings us a story. The Gemara says, there was this woman who was trying to take sand, earth. She wants it from the legs up under the legs of Chanino. Why? Because she wanted what to do. She wanted to do kishuf. She was trying to do kishuf on him. And that's what the Gemara goes on to say, that there's a concept called ein ol milvado. A person can, if he is able to elevate himself to that level, he can live in a world of Ein Olmavadu. Ein Olmavadu means, I believe, there's nothing else but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when a person truly believes and lives in that level, so then, nothing else can affect him. So when the Gemara tells us, Nefesh HaChaim, when the Gemara tells us that they tried to put Kishuv on Chanino, Chanino said, I'm on a higher level. I'm living in a world of Ein Olmavadu. And the world of Ein Milvado, the Kishuf, and all these outside sources don't have the power to affect me. That's what it says. It's known, there's a story, the Brisker Rav said he has a Kabbalah that he has from the Chaim Lashoner, that if a person puts in his mind and he believes in Ein Milvado, and he puts it and he says it, and he's going without Ma'ach, that's a Zgula to be saved from terrible things. And the story goes that Biskarov, when he was running away from the war in World War II, he came to a place where the Nazis were standing, and he had to cross from one place to another, and it was impossible to go without the Nazis seeing him, the Nazis in Hashem. So he had to somehow pass through between the Nazi soldiers. So Biskarov took that Kabbalah, and he said, Eino Milvadoi, Eino Milvadoi, with true emunah, true kavana, and he passed by through the Nazis and nobody stopped him. Person could live in a level of emun and bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's above the realms of this world, of all these outside sources we have in this world. So Yimele what? Yimele says Ramayisha, that's right in the Rambam. When the Rambam tells us that anybody who believes in it, he's a fool, he's not a chacham, doesn't mean it doesn't exist in the world. The Rambam's not coming to say, like people say today, ah, if you believe in these things, so you just, you know, it's a made up stuff. That's what the Rambam's saying. It's not made up stuff. There's actual kishuf, there's actual mazikim, there's actual sources of evil and koichas arai, koichas atum in the world. But a person who's allowing himself, enabling himself to connect to that and not elevating himself to a higher place, that's the fullness of here. That's what the Rambam says. You can say, what about a chokhmah? Well, a chokhmah, t'mimei hadas, yiru, birais, gruish, kodadvon, shasatoyu, enem, divichokhmah, elatoyu, vehevel. It says, you're a das, he's a yore Hashem. And we're talking about a toyu, vehevel, shimshuchu, vehevchasu, hadas, toyu, vehevel, as Reb Tzadok says, toyu, vehevel doesn't mean it's nothing. Toyu, vehevel means it is something. But the question, do you give it reality? Do you put into it kaiches and you believe in it, so you're living around it. But if not, so not. And that's what happens when Moshe Rabbeinu comes in the Pais Pashas to show him Pyro that Hashem is here. They come and say, no, but we believe in Latem, Latem. Because Moshe did not know that they're not going to be convinced. But the child is, they had the choice. Could they see Ad Hashem or not? And this really connects another Gemara in Brochus mentioned twice in these Dapim. When it says the Eliyahu Navi, daven to Hashem Aneini, he daven that when the fire comes from Shemaim and burn the carbon, they should believe him that it's not a Maisik Shofim. What kind of davening is that? You want to trick them? They should not think about the tricks of how to deny the simon? The answer is no. The Yonavi says, let them be in a position that they will able to see Yad Hashem and not drown in the tomb is the earth's greatest tomb in the world. But a person can elevate himself and connect to Einam Levadai. And they have a choice to be in the Einam Levadai world or to lower to a world where we have all the greatest atumo and the mazikim and the kshafim and everything else. So the Rambam tells us if a person is able to elevate, to be ish chachma, to live in a higher place in the world, so he doesn't have anything to do with the kshafim, the mazikim, like Rav Chanina and Maseches Chulin. Not that they don't exist, and not like the Pashup Shah and the Rambam, the way they're going and understood him, that they don't exist. He's coming to deny the fact that they are in the world. They are in the world. But a person, by elevating himself to a place of Emunah and Bitachon, there he can come out from all these problems. And we have, for ourselves, we have a cloud. You know, in Yiddishkeit, nothing is black and white. So there is the highest level of a tzaddik who believes in Levadai, and that's where he lives. And he has no, you know, all these black forces that you have in the world he doesn't have. And then you have the people that live at Kishuf. But you have many middle stages in the middle. And a person can choose in his dag and his level to be in a place of limuni bitochon, of his enam levadai. To a certain level, to live in that place, any time a person chooses to connect there, he's able to leave the dark places in this world, the koichas of tuma and ra that belong to him specifically, and be in a place where he has closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we should be zoichet to that.